Lucas is me grandson. A kick up his ass now and again wouldn't hurt him, but I reckon he'll turn out okay, eventually. I've never hit him or kicked him, but he invites it sometimes. And when he's stirring up a bloke his own age, he always seems to know when to pull back just before the kid lets fly at him. Lucas is 14 years old with a grown-up head on his shoulders, short for his age, skinny like he could do with a good drench, and always wearing that bloody cap. Thank the Lord he don't usually wear it backwards like some retard Yank apology. Lucas has got dark brown hair, which he can't help but have in the hat hairstyle. He burrs up pretty bad if anybody tells him to take his cap off, and I wouldn't be surprised if he wears it to bed. He knows his hat wearing annoys me. Being a smart little bugger, some would say smart ass, Lucas don't fit in too well in groups. He's a bit too clever for the blokes his age, but they seem to respect that because in many ways, he ain't up hisself at all. I can't find me trouser belt one day, so I grab a length of binding twine and tie it round me waist instead. Binding twine is what they use to tie hay bales. Lucas, self-opinionated little bastard that he is, goes crook on me, tells me I look like a hillbilly, and that I'm an embarrassment to the family. I've worn the twine as me belt ever since just to annoy him, and that's exactly what it does. Copperbella, the town where I live, is pretty big, more than 2,000 people. I moved to the Big Smoke when I was about 20, from hillbilly heaven, about 30 miles out in the scrub. People reckon I'm a bit different to the norm, that I must have been born in the 19th century, such is me ways and wherefores. I don't know how old I am. I do remember having an 80th birthday, but I give up counting after that. Copperbella used to be a thriving metropolis, but in pretty quick fashion, the railway station shut up shop, even though the town is on the main southern line between Sydney and Melbourne. And the mill went west, followed by the pipeworks and the abattoirs. We used to have four new car dealerships, and now there's only one. Where there used to be a long line of going business concerns, now there's a mess of empty shops. Empty, that is, except for peel and paint, dust, cobwebs, the odd broken window, and the occasional piss-stained mattress. The kids break into these old buildings to start fires, smoke cigarettes, or worse, drink grog and have sex, which is all very romantic if going that far down market don't particularly worry you. And at that age, it don't. Primeval, lustful urges will always win out over any niceties in the way of ambience. I went to Sydney once, but I didn't like it and never went back. Too big, too busy, and no bastard wanted to know you. I also read a poem once by Banjo Paterson called Clancy of the Overflow, gritty of the dusty, dirty city, through the open window floating, spreads its foulness over all. I tell you what, old mate weren't wrong. No offence to city people. It's just my point of view.